President Bush and the leaders of the world's most powerful industrialized nations ended their meetings in Genoa, Italy today. Tens of thousands of demonstrators peacefully protested the summit's focus on global capitalization, while smaller groups waged violent conflicts with Italian police. One protester died in the fighting, and dozens of other demonstrators, as well as police, were injured. Inside the conference, leaders discussed international trade, global warming, and providing increased assistance in the fight against the AIDS epidemic in Africa. President Bush closed his sessions in Genoa this morning with a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne has been traveling with Mr. Bush. He joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How did the meeting go between Mr. Bush and Mr. Putin?
Both men at a press conference afterwards said it went very well. Now, it's important to point out that we weren't looking for any big pronouncement at the end of it, and we didn't get one. It was a relatively short meeting, and essentially they told us that they agreed to continue meeting and to have members of their respective staffs start having high-level talks. They did talk about that issue on which they have great disagreement, missile defense, and what the President Bush's proposed missile defense shield would mean for the anti-ballistic missile treaty that's been in place for almost 30 years now. Even to research a missile defense plan would, in many ways, violate that anti-ballistic missile treaty. So they talked about it and haven't found any common ground yet. Again, these are very, very early stages of the dialogue. But President Putin did say that he's ready to have discussions. There has been concern that among European allies and even among the Russians that a missile defense shield put up by the United States to protect against a missile attack could trigger another arms race. But what Mr. Putin told us today here in Genoa is that they have agreed that any talks relating to a missile defense shield about defensive systems should also include at the same time talks about offensive systems. So they may be able to deal with those kinds of issues. But again, all they've really done is agree to keep talking.
At his first meeting with Mr. Putin, there seemed to be personal chemistry between the two men. President Bush said he felt that the Russian leader was a good man, someone he could work with. Do you think that's the sentiment among his foreign policy advisors, President Bush's advisors?
I think there is a very real sense in the Bush camp that they can have a good relationship with this guy. You may recall at the last press conference that these two men had after their first meeting in Slovenia that the president said that he had looked into Mr. Putin's soul, said he'd gotten a sense of his soul and that he trusted him. Well, there was some criticism for that remark, even some ridicule for that remark, and conservatives in the U.S. didn't like it because they felt that the president was not being tough enough on the Russian leader. Maybe he was being a little soft when talking about him. Today at this press conference, Mr. Putin came out and said that this meeting took place very much in the spirit of the Slovenia meeting, starting it out with his own comment about the trust he feels and the respect he feels toward President Bush. And he also went out of his way to say that Russia is interested in U.S. stability, a stable U.S. economy, because the U.S. and Russia are such important trading partners that in order for Russia to grow and prosper, it has to have a good partnership with the United States.
How did the president do in his meetings with European leaders, some of whom he had met a month ago in Sweden?
The G8 meeting, it's a small group, just eight nations total. And President Bush likes this kind of meeting. He likes sitting around a relatively small table, being able to look at these other guys in the eye and trade ideas with them and discuss issues with them. He finds a great deal of agreement with his policies here. He got a good bit of support from the others for the tax cut that was passed in the U.S. this year. There are, however, also conflicts that come up. President Bush didn't budge here this week on the U.S. rejection of the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty, and other nations are disappointed disappointed in that. They say they will go it alone. He was forced to defend his position on that. Here he was also forced to defend his position on missile defense, which, again, has raised some concerns across Europe. The White House calls this a successful visit, but, again, other nations, while also calling it a success, do admit to some frustration with some of the U.S. positions.
Of course, we know that violence marred these meetings, and now there's been an announcement about the next meeting in Canada. Is there a relationship between the kind of protests we saw in Genoa and the fact that the next meeting is going to be in the Canadian Rockies?
The question comes up here, are these things even worth it, given the protests? Genoa had hoped for a big PR boost, but the lasting image here will be that dead protester lying in the street. So they're trying to figure out how to better address, better to hold these meetings and not have the kind of problems they've had here. Next year, Prime Minister Chrétien of Canada said they are going to have it in a remote Rocky Mountain resort, an hour outside of Calgary. So it's very remote, and the hope is that it'll be much easier to set up a security perimeter. The unspoken hope, I think, is also that it'll make it more difficult for protesters to get up there for next year's meeting.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne in Genoa, Italy. Thanks, Don.
Thank you much.